Translation: when the order carriers of Yamaraja, the son of the sun god, were thus forbidden, they replied, "Who are you, sirs, that have the audacity to challenge the jurisdiction of Yamaraja?"
Chur nishidita stamsi vaivasata purasara kijiyam prasiddhara dharmaraja sashasa. So, there is shasana. Shasana means government. Sasdhatu, as several times explained, sasdhatu means ruling. Sasdhatu. From sasdhatu, the word has come, shasana. There are many other words. From sasdhatu is shastra. And from sasdhatu, shastra. From sasdhatu, shasana. The Sanskrit words are coined from the dhatu bhat. So, sasdhatu means ruling. So there is ruling. You cannot think that you are independent. There is government. And if you disobey the ruling, that's the government has got police department. And if you are still disobedient, there is military department. You cannot disobey the rulings of the government. Similarly, this government, God's government, there are so many things, government officers, departments, rulings. Don't think that there was a chunk and immediately there was nonsense. It is not chunk. There is regular government. Just like you have here a small place, Hawaii, you have got so many government officers, rulers, and do you think such a vast cosmic manifestation and there is no ruling? Just see how poor thought. There is ruling. Don't think all of a sudden ruling. Any sane man can understand that things are being carried systematically, the seasonal changes, the seasonal fruits and flowers, the sunrise, the moonrise, the birth, death, old age, disease, everything systematically going. And they are happening by chance. Why by chance one does not live forever? There is no such chance. There is ruling. You cannot say, now here is a chance the man has not died. Where is that chance? Why do you speak of nonsense, chance? It is not chance, it is ruling. You must die. However, you are utopianly, you see, now he shall leave. There is not. There is ruling. So, the Yamaraj is in charge of ruling of the sinful persons. Dharmasya sasana. Dharmantu sakshat bhagavatpranitam. Dharma means the laws of God. It is not a sentiment, faith. I believe. You believe or not believe? What does it matter? You believe or not believe in the government laws, it must tell you. Similarly, the so-called philosophers, they simply concoct ideas, I believe. Whatever you believe, that is your business. But the ruling of the Supreme Lord must go on. You cannot check it, you cannot avoid. You can go on with your belief and non-belief. That is not the business. So Yamaraj is in charge of punishing according to the gravity of sinful activities. He is meant for punishing. That is just like superintendent of police or something like that, big officer, inspector general of the police department, or the minister in charge of law and order. Everything is there, imitation. Jato vaimani bhutani jayante janmadrasya jato. Where from you get this idea? That there must be a minister in charge of law and order. Where do you get this idea? The idea is that from the original government, as there is the director or the minister in charge of law and order, the Yamaraj is minister in charge. They say it is mythology, it is man's creation. How it is man's creation? Things are going on. In Shastra it is said, Yachakshuri sasavita sagalagrahana raja samasta suramutti asesatija jasyadvaya brahmati saṁ vitakālu chakra govindamādi purisham tamahmaya. Savita, this son, you, those who are initiated, so, Om Bhur Bhuvasa Tas Saviti Varannam Bhagadriya Vasati. That Savita, the son, take lesson from the son. What is that? That Chakshuresa, this is God's eyes. As soon as there is sunlight, he is seeing everything. You cannot have heard his eyes. You think that nobody is here, let me steal this. No. Immediately recorded. At night, the moon is there. There are so many witnesses, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also witnessing within. So you cannot escape his witnessing. He is witnessing from inside, from outside. So how will you escape your sinful activities? No, that is not possible. So immediately things are recorded, and at the time of death, just in the previous verse, we already studied, Vikara Sato Antar Hidaya. Antarhidaya, the core of the heart, the individual soul, and the super soul is there, and Yamaraj will take his order carriers, will take the, not the heart, but the soul. The heart or the body that is made of this material element, that will lie down here. But the soul will be taken, there is arrangement. These are very, very subtle arrangements. And these askers, they do not know how things are going on. They are imagining, I think it is like this, I am like this. There is no value of this. I believe, I think, I conjecture. You can do that, but things are going on. The government is very, very strong. Little deviation from the law, you will be punished. Little deviation. Nature's law. They are so systematically set up. They are automatically, just like the same example I have given. You infect some disease, automatically you will have to suffer from the disease. Not that somebody will come to ask you that you have infected this disease, now you have to suffer from this. No, the machine is so perfect that as you have infected this disease practically we know. So all of a sudden one gets cholera. So the doctor says that there is virus of cholera germs. So nature's law is so perfect. You cannot escape. Suppose you can eat 2 ounces, and if you eat 4 ounces, then you have to starve 3 days. This is the law. There's some very palatable dishes, now eat, let me eat it to my satisfaction, and you eat over it. Then the nature's law is that you'll have to starve for 3 days. Next eating will be after 3 days. In this way, nature's law is acting. And what is this nature's law? Nature's law means a system, a machine. Just like in this government, there is a system. You cannot violate. Hey, keep to the right. Stop here, red light. You must have to stop. I am governor. Never mind, you stop. This is law. You cannot say that I am governor, I have Mr. Ford and Mr. Rockefeller. Why shall I stop my car? No, it is government order. You must stop. See, this is practical going on. How you can violate the nature's law? It is not possible. Nature's law is so strict. A little deviation will put you into suffering. This is going on. That is Yamaraj. And if you violate more and more and more, then you'll suffer more and more and more. This is the law. You cannot escape it. So that is fixed up. But as there is some exceptional cases, just like one has committed murder, so by law, he must be hanged. By law. That is the general law everywhere, all over the world, life for life. So similarly, in the God's law, there is no such thing that if you kill a human being, he will be killed, and if you kill an animal, you will not be killed. That is imperfect law, man-made law. Therefore, Jesus Christ said, thou shalt not kill. No question asked. They are modifying. This killing means murdering. But Christ does not say it. And was he a fool that he committed mistake instead of writing, thou shalt not commit murder? He has written, thou shalt not kill. General. Otherwise, Christ has no intelligence. He cannot use the proper word. But you are misusing the order of Lord Christ. So you are suffering. You are maintaining so many slaughterhouses, and when it will be mature, there will be war, the wholesale murder. Finished. One atom bomb. Finished. You'll have to suffer. Don't think that innocent animals, they cannot protest. Let us kill and eat. No, you will be also punished. Wait for accumulation of your sinful activity, and there will be war, and America will drop on Russia atom bomb, and Russia will be finished. Both will be finished. Go on now, enjoy. It takes time. Just like even if you infect some disease, it takes time. Not that immediately infect and immediately the disease is there. No, it takes a week's time or so. What is called that? Quarantine. Quarantine.
Incubation.
From Africa, if anyone goes anywhere, they require yellow fever injection. So if you haven't got yellow fever injection, then even in the airport, there is arrangement, you have to wait in the quarantine area for 6 days. He will not be allowed. So this is, as you have got the laws and the punishment in this government, so why do you think there is no punishment and there is no God? This is utopian. Don't think like that. Utopian. There is God, there is His government, there are His agents, there are witnesses, and otherwise why there are different varieties of life? Different varieties of life. Why? 8,400,000 species of life. Everyone is a living being. The trees are living beings, the fishes are living beings, and the ants are living beings, the mosquitoes are living beings, and the human being also living being, the demigod also living being, the cats, dogs, everyone is living being. It is simply in different dresses. They're living being. But why they are situated in different position according to karma, punished? So we should be very careful. This human form of life is a chance to make your choice whether you will go on being punished like this in different forms of life or whether you shall go back to home, back to God. Here is the chance. Manushanam sahasreshu kacchidyatati siddhaye. Out of many millions and millions of persons, one is intelligent enough, he can inquire, why I am suffering? Everyone is suffering, that's a fact. Only the rascal is the thing we are enjoying. Everyone is suffering. This is a place for suffering. Dukkhalam asasatam. Krishna says, who has created this place? It is a place of suffering. Every moment we are suffering, due to the body, due to the mind, due to the suffering imposed by other living entities, the mosquito will bite, the flies will disturb you, the bugs are there, and then the dogs will bark unnecessarily. You are passing, his business is barking. So this is also suffering. You don't like the next door, the dog is barking. See, in this way, if you are sober man, you don't want all these happening, but it is important. How do you think that you are living very happy? This is foolishness. It is not. This place, either Avamma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartina, wherever you go, you read from the Shastra, the demigod, they are supposed to be very happy in the upper planetary system. They are also not in happiness. There is fight between the demons and the demigods and so on and so on. The same politics, same diplomacy, same so many things. Here in a small scale, just like two birds, they fight us. You see, so they are fighting, you neglect. But you are fighting, there is atom bomb. And similarly, there is fighting in the upper planets also. So these things are going on. Struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. This is nice theory. So here, anywhere you go, just like your America is the richest country, do you think there is happiness, there is no fighting, there is no disease, there is no death? No, everything is there. As it is in other countries, poverty-stricken countries, so you cannot have what? The birth. Krishna says, birth, death, old age and disease, these are your problems. Janma mitu jarabhyadhi dukkhu dushanu darsana. Does it mean that these sufferings of birth, death and old age and disease, there is none in America or in other moon planet? No, there is also the same. Rather in greater proportion. So there is stringent laws of the material nature everywhere, and there is God behind him, behind the nature. Mayadhakshena prakriti suyate sacharatsam. Everything is going on under the direction of the Supreme Controller. And these are officers, just like Jamaraj, strictly following the regulative principles, the orders of God. So, this Ajami was, we have already described his life, cheating, rogism, and prostitute hunter, and so many things, that is his life. So he is subjected to be punishment, to be punished by the Jamaraj. So his order carriers have come to take him away. But in the meantime, the Vishnu Dutas came and asked him, no, don't touch him. Don't touch him. So they are surprised. What is this? Therefore they are asking, ke juram pratishid sadhyara dharmarajasya sasana. Who are you interfering with government's law? Who are you? This is surprising. Nobody has checked us. Just like police. If some police comes to somebody's house, everyone knows there is some business, serious business. Who will ask the police, why you are entering here? No, nobody has right. His body is that man is, that soul is not annihilated. But why this punishment? Just to save him from so many other punishments. That is the law in Manusamhita. That if a murderer is killed, then his all sinful activities, reaction of life, finishes by that killing, by just hanging. Otherwise, next life he has to suffer so many things. So, when the king orders a murderer to be killed, it is his mercy. It is his mercy, because he saves him from so many other entanglements. So, better kill him so that his sinful reaction is finished. Similarly, Jamaraja, the sinful man taken to the Jamaraja, he is put into suffering, the same principle. As a prisoner, he has to suffer for a term, 6 months or 1 year, sometimes more than that, just to atone for his sinful activity. So nobody can check. You can imagine that there is no God, there is no Jamaraj, there is no punishment, let me do. That is your fancy. But it is not the fact. Fact is, if we commit some sin, we must suffer from it, and there is nobody in the world who can check it. Thank you very much.